Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 12th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voaindebele.com, and at www.voashona.com.
Ngokulumende babu yathe zama konokwana ukubana sikhulise imphetho yonke ukubana ikhadrale le constitution yethu enza ukucela nako konoko okwama electoral reforms abakhuluma ngakho. So akusiyo into enza, akusiyo into emangalisayo, njalo akusiyo into okuthiwa abelanga yenziwe. Into esifakwe amagesti ngoku-agenda ukuba kulungiswe konke konokwana kuhambelane.
Zvaitika ukuba bazvinotyisa zvinhu zvisakaonekwa munyika ino yeZimbabwe. Patapinda kumusangano uyu tanzisisi each political party inofanira kupinda munhu umwe chete. Ndopatapinda zvedu ipapo taobeya to their dictatorship. Saka tapinda mukati muyamuya taona mune mama political parties which has never existed. Can I tell you taona one political party inonzi OK Mart. Tikaona imwe political party inonzi VAN. Tikaona imwe political party inonzi ZOKO. We had a number of unknown political parties zvakadzirimo. Saka isusu zvatinetsa.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are talking about calls by opposition parties in Zimbabwe for sweeping electoral reforms.
Some parties under the banner of the National Electoral Reform Agenda, or NERA, today walked out of a meeting convened by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, to discuss demands of electoral reforms before the 2018 general elections.
Several opposition parties have been staging protests in Zimbabwe, demanding that the government should level the electoral field ahead of the general polls.
Some ZANU-PF activists say electoral reforms were concluded when the country had a government of national unity, which ended in 2013.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Hongu Gibbs, tanzwa kuti kune mapato akawanda ku Zimbabwe. Kupfuura anozivikanwa, tanzwa venera vapinda musangano wanga wakokerwa neZEC kuti pazeiwe nyaya yezvichemo kana zvinyinyuto zvine mapato ezvematongerwe enyika pamusoro pezvavanoda kuzviitwa neZEC, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Asi hanzi bamba chinzi bato regarega rinongobvumidzwa kuti munhu mumwe chete anga achipinda musangano iwoyo. Vapinda musangano vari pasipenera vari kuti tashamisika, tasvikawana mune mapato akawanda anda kutosvika gumi atisingazivi, asi anga akamirirwa imomo. Zvazoitika nezvokuti zvose zvanga zvichikurukurwa zvazvifanira kuti zviwiriranwe kuburikidzwa nekuvhota. Saka pakuvhota mapato iwayo anga asiri pasipenera anonzi anga achivhota achitsigira zvinenge zvichiitwa neZEC. Ava venera vachivhota vachipikisa zvaita kuti venera vazobuda musangano iwoyo, musangano usina kupera, vachinyunyuta. Hatiziyo kuti kubuda iko kucharevei sezvo musangano wanga wadaidzirwa neZEC. Asi nyaya iripo ndiyo yekuvandudzwa kwemitemo inechekuita nesarudzo. Sarudzo dza 2018 dzisati dzasvika. Gibbs.
Yebo hambe zvuru kandava lingatona njani lapho likhona kuna ngapho ngemakhaya tilangapha lojonga siyaphila sibili. Ye, lamhlanje sikhangela udaba lokhetho. Udaba lokhetho, phela ukhetho kulapho lujonga kuvela khona yonke into eZimbabwe. Nxa ukuthi ukhetho lungahamba kuhle abantu bathi konke kuyahamba kuhle. Nxa luhamba kubi kutsho ukuthi ilizwe lalo selele ngogedla. So ke kungani ke lamhlanje bekuleyo mhlangano okade wenziwe yiZEC, lapho kade kubizwe khona abantu be-National Electoral Reform Agenda, kuthiwa yiNERA. ukuthi kukhulunywe ngodaba lolu lokuthi pho kungalungiswa njani ukuthi kube lokukhetho oluhle eZimbabwe. So kanyangazani ke kubizwa amabandla athize. Amanye kutwa ngo OK Mart. Kuzobuya amanye kutwa ngo Zoku kumbe kutwa kuyini.
Yeah.
Yebo laba abanye abajala ukugijigijima kade ngane gaba yakho.
Nelungwe bathu nonze vanhu.
Antu yabona bani ukuthi abantu.
Abantu.
Akuzibona khona lapho. So ke khonoko ngiye kwenziwe basebebizwe abanye amabandla athize. Kodwa ke bakhona abaphume bakhona nabathi hayi asafuni ngakho ke kungazani lokho bakwenzayo kungani bahambelani labo. So ke sinendlala ukuthi we are joined by the NERA organizing committee secretary general of the African Democratic Party, that is Mr. Joelson Mukari. So he's in the NERA committee. So Mr. Mukari, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Thank you so much. So tell us a bit about what happened today in terms of the meeting.
Right. As usual, Zach tried to invite us for a meeting, which they tried to call all political parties meeting a dialogue with Zach. We went there in anticipation of a very good proceedings. But unfortunately, when we got there, we saw a lot of mishappenings, which made us not happy with the meeting today.
What were those mishappenings?
You see, at first, immediately when we entered the gate, there was a lot of police force. The riot police were there. The non-uniformed forces were there. The environment itself was totally intimidatory. And when we got by the desk there, they started telling us that they only allow one, just one, participant from each political party. And a number of our participants were returned back.
But we also heard that when you finally entered into the meeting room, that's when you discovered that there were some other political party representatives there. May you explain?
It's very funny. I can laugh, you know. You see, when we got there, there were some tags which were written, political party names. You see, we found some very funny names. Can you imagine a political party by the name OK Mart, a political party by the name Zoku, a political party by the name RANU, those which we have never, ever heard of in this country. And those political parties were acting in a very funny manner. Very, very funny, I can tell you. Imagine, as we ended, we first requested that the meeting be chaired by a neutral person. But they refused and said, no. What we need to do here is to vote. And when we voted, we were surprised to find other so-calling themselves opposition political parties defending that Rita Makarau should chair the meeting, when it's supposed to be actually a neutral organization which should have been chairing that meeting.
Zvino ndimboisa mvunzo nechivano vamugari. Tanzwa kuti mazopedzisira mabuda mumusangano iwoyu. Hazvisi zvinozokukanganisa here urongwa hwenyu hwekuedza kuti pange paine kuvandudzwa kwemutemo inechekuita nesarudzo?
Right, hazvitikanganise isusu. Sei ndichiti hazvikanganise nenhau yekuti Zeki zvairi kuita. They have realized the power in NERA. And even now, I want to respond to us directly. Vari kushandisa an indirect approach. Zvavari kuita vanhu tikavabvudza chunhu. Vano ignore. Kana kuti vanonyarara kwenguva inogona kuita 2-3-4 months. Mumwedzi wechi5 kana wechi6. Vanopindura chinhu ichocho vanoita as if ivo ndovangofunga kuti koka kuti hapari zvino huye tindoita zvakati. Iyoyo tiri kutaura engagement. Tisu takai requesta munera document. No. What we want is zvatinoda nemizeki ngatigarei tichisangana tichikurukura kuti tigadzise nzira yedu yemaelections takananga kuna 2018. But zvavanoita manje vanoya nerweseri votidaidza sekunonzi ivo ndovaronga musangano. Vadaro. Isusu na witinobva tazviona kuti kwete chinhu chiya chatakataura mwedzi uya ndo chavakudaira nhasi. Asi manje munhu iwowo ndovatiri kuramba kuti kwete ngatitii tikataura chinhu ngachiitwe iko zvino toita. Ndizvozvo zvazvoita kuti nhasi mushure munge tavaudza kuti kwete chekutanga-tanga ngatichinje munhu ari kucheya musangano ndobva varamba. Ndobva taenda papoindi yedu yokutanga yavataura ivo kuti Iye zviro zvatoda kuita, tiri kuda kushanda nemibvunzo yamakati bvunza, mibvunzo iyi, mibvunzo yavakati kwatiri, vakati invite kuti koka kumusangano uyu. Koka kumusangano uyu vakati paisisi matsamba ekuti koka musi wa 2 September. Asi matsamba yakanga akanyorwa kuti mibvunzo yenyu yose inoguma kusvika kwatiri musi wa 30 August. Zvinorevei pakadaro?
Vamugare rambai muri parunhare taita mumwe munyari kana apinda pachirongwa. Honorable Joseph Chuma, tinogamuchirai pachirongwa.
Makadi henyu.
Aiwa takasimba. Honorable Chuma, mumiriri wePhelandaba Mupopoma mudare reparlamende vari nhengo yeZanu PF Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Chuma, it's good that you have actually joined us today. We are very happy that we are going to do what you usually do here. So now the question is, you know, electoral reforms in Zimbabwe, how far reaching should these electoral reforms be in the, you know, against the background that NERA is demanding for reforms?
Well, for starters, maybe because I've not seen what NERA really is demanding, so it might be difficult for me to actually comment on that line. But what I wanted us to be clear about first is that ZEC on its own is a body that has been mandated by the Constitution of Zimbabwe. And therefore, ZEC stands independent from anybody, from any political. It is independent from ZANU-PF. It is independent from NDCT. It is independent from all other political parties. It has to be recognized as a body that stands on its own. Therefore, even their operations must then be independent. We must all let them guide us and lead us, because they are mandated by the Constitution of Zimbabwe to do exactly what they are supposed to do. Mm. But now, I'm then started to think why there are some players in this political field who want to sort of impose what they want for them to happen on their side, instead of letting that independent body do its work accordingly. So as far as I'm concerned, electoral reforms, they've been put up, they've been passed to Parliament. It's now Parliament that is supposed to be sitting and rectifying and ratifying as well to make sure that what is supposed to be there now goes in tandem with the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, maybe NERA is certain points that I've missed, but to me, really, this is an independent body. Let it do its work.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chuma. I think we've got some callers right now, Chunga. Okala ke silomnumzana uMila ose okubulawayo. Baba Mila, ungawunjani?
Ninjani baba, kunjani?
Usiphile kakhulu, ye. Uyezwa lapha kuthiwa ke abantu badinga ukuthi kube le nguquko ngendlela okwenziwa ngayo ukhetho eZimbabwe. Kambe wena ukubamba njani kunoko?
Okay, right. Inguquko yalapha melibe khona, but singagijimeli inguquko le yokuthi ama-electoral reforms azayenziwa njani. Inguquko yakuqala lapha emele yenziwe ngeyokuthi kuqale kudizovwe leyo commission othiwa yi-ZEC. Ngoba ngiyazwa lapho bakuchuma uyakhuluma ukuthi i-ZEC i-independent kokwama-parties. Mina sengikwestiona u-independent be-ZEC. Niyambona ngo-2008 agcina ama-results for 6 weeks. Sembuzo ukuthi independent bakhona ukuthi small country like Zimbabwe elabantu abaless than 13 million okuthiwa ingagcina ama-results for six weeks ukuthiwa kukabi lo muntu owinileyo. Kuyamangalisa, sengidinga ukuyi-independent bangikhona. And futhi i-ZEC le inama-CIO, igcina ama-CIO labantu abasayida izani. So akula free and fair lethi nezayenzwa nxa that organization okuthiwa yi-ZEC isala bantu abasaposa izani phakathi. So akula independent lapho.
Yes.
Nasisithi thina nxa kuthiwa kuqalisa ukuthi sesikhuma siya kuma-reforms lawo, akuqale kukhitshwe yona i-commission, kungene i-commission entsha esizaqalisa khona ukukhuluma ke ama-demands esiwafunayo, because talking to this i-commission le is just a waste of time, because khangela kathi sibakhuma ukuthi bangene bathola kulabo OKMAT labo bani. Where are they coming from, those parties?
Awubona
i-strategy sezami senesigugeye. So nangiti akukale kuti dzizozi zeki yakona because it's not independent from pa and izana ingeke iwina ma free and fair election that's why ingafuna ma reforms ukayenza they want the ground yona leyana ina matshe inalo ehlaba abanye ukuthi they win ethi ground ingabaleva ukuthi umuntu akacomplain abafundi because they know they will lose the election.
Yes, yakuza kukhulumela sibongile kakhulu kodwa mbonazani kuzogcinwa ama results laphana for 6 weeks wakusase kwi RG's office izeki ayangangeni kakhulu. So sibona ngani kokunjalo kodwa singazipambulini
otlaigwana bakhona utlaigwana kakho kathesi kuzeki
ehe kunjalo baba
bakhona ama bakhona babekhona khona noma yayitinkilibizo but those same people ababekhona phana they are still there in zeki.
Mhm. Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke sibongile Mila.
Okay.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Miller, you know, the first step is to dissolve Zeki. He says Zeki is just one head of a big animal that is full of CIOs, is full of
functionaries.
Yes, mm-hmm. Almost everyone that they don't want in there. So he says all those people should go first. Mm-hmm. So then at the end of the day, he says the independence of Zeki is very much in doubt. So that's his opinion. Mm-hmm. Then he says, Umnumzana Wilat Moyo, Okonangale Ekweru. Eslobela. Baba moyo ungawutshona njani? Ukhona ecingweni moyo?
Hello ngikhona baba.
Ye, akuphoselakho moyo.
Ya, okokuqala bakithi angazi ukuthi umuntu othi izethu i-independent ujoni ngoba sinabanye sesikhathi eside siphakathi kwalo mdlalo wepolitics sibona izenzo zezekhi. Mhm. Kuya kuma-elections izethi iya-appointa ku-district level esithi thina ama-chief executive officers ama-rural district council kumbe ama-town clerks nakusedorobheni ngaphi ngaphi they make sure ukuthi those guys abantu aba-aligned kumbe abathembekileyo ku-ZANU-PF ababambe i-election on district and on provincial level. Bese kusithi-ke kumawadi baya-appointa maybe ama-headmasters they make sure ukuthi that headmaster of a presiding officer uba ngumuntu o-aligned oyi-stronghold ye-ZANU-PF maye ngu-headmaster wakuwalahla umlomo wathi hhayi ibizeleli kanti kambi kuhle siyahlupheka ama-candidates e-ZANU-PF they make sure ukuthi lowo muntu abi yi-presiding officer yama-elections awu-independent is that. Angazi kukoba kuchuma ukuthi ungenenini kupolitiki lokuthi umdala kangakanani okobulawayo lo kodwa libana ngabe bekhuluma ukuhambelana lo nembeza wakhe njengobana ngangumfane nje emsontweni sikhonza sonke ukuthi izethi is not independent. Izethi is an extension of ZANU-PF. Bafihla i-voters roll namhlanje amaprofits akakayitholi i-electronic voters roll angazi nxabeyithole manje kodwa-ke bayiricha iparty ama-opposition parties banika i-ruling party ama-voters roll awu-independence that indlela ngizama ukuthi mina alibana ngabe bayaphuma egcekeni ngoba izanu ngeke iwine i-free and fair election lokho ngiyakwazi mhlophe sendibonile kaningi ukuthi izanu iwiniswa ukuthi inama-functionaries within zec. So ngamanye amazwi-ke kabazame nje ukuthi izethi-ke idilizwe iqaliswe kutsha ithintshwe lebizo ingabi yizethi ibe yi-independent electoral commission IEC ngibona kaukuthi i-independent and independent electoral
ucingo lwakhe seliqumekile kodwa simzwile phela umoyo umoyo aphosa sibila amazwi wakhe. What you are saying is that ZEC is not independent at all, and like our last caller Mr. Miller, he was saying that ZEC should be dissolved, and he ended up saying that they should even change the name to the Independent Electoral Commission. So at the end of the day, he was saying that most of the people in ZEC are sympathetic to ZANU-PF, and he says even, you know, presiding officers during elections, there are people who are very sympathetic to ZEC,
and he gave an example
of he gave an example of a headmaster who may have denounced, you know, ZANU-PF. And he said that kind of a person would never be a presiding officer in any way, you know. And you are saying, really, there's a problem in ZEC. It's
That's
an extension of ZANU-PF, according to him.
Yeah, maybe we can throw a question to Vamugari. Manzwa vatereri Vamugari, vatereri vaviri vatabva kunzwa. Mumwe wekutanga ataurai kuti kuda kugara pasi nezeki kupedza nguva nokuti zeki haina kuzvimirira isangano rinenge richitoudzwa zvekuita nebato rezano PF. Mumwe mutereri wechipiri atsika zvakare mumatsimba iwayo akadzokorora akati kuzvigadzirisa zeki inofana kuparadzwa. Yaparadzwa kutsvagwa vanhu vasina matiyo vakamirira. Yobve yatochinja kana kushandura nezita. Yosiya zvokunzi Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Yonzi Independent Electoral Commission. Munoti Vamugari tisataenda kuna Honorable Chuma.
Independent Electoral Commission, that's the best name to be given to ZEC. Zvecho kwadi ZEC haizi independent as per se. Chatiyeti susu haizi independent ZEC. Zvecho kuti chekutanga ZEC ino reporter kuna Vamunangagwa ku Ministry of Justice. Isusu tenge tafoti an independent commission haitomboendi under any ministry within the country. Because kana yato mwenda kuno reporter kuna Vamunangagwa, vachaita sei kwewe variwo mabashefu avo. Immediately paanoenda iyo kunobvunza kuti tiri kudawo chakati kana tiri kuda semari kuti ZEC iri kuda mari kubva ku ministry. ZEC haina mukana wokukwanisa kuita budget ravo vega vakazvimiririra seindependent commission. Asi vanoiswa pasi peministry of justice kunova ndiko kuvarungu vavo kwatoreza kuti kana vaakuda kuita chivanono fugama pamberi paVamunangagwa vokumbira kuti tiri kukumbira kuita programu seZEC tipeiwo mari. Vapuwa mari munozva kuti hurumende yese inoti tikakupa mari tinoziva kuti utipewo mafambisiro awakaita mari, zvichireva kuti ZEC ichadzokerazve iine kutya nekudedera kuna Vamunangagwa kuti no, mari yamakatipa tazoishandisa takananga nepapa takananga nepapa tikaita izvi nezvizvi. Saka zvinhu zvakadaro zvinotonetsa kuti titarisire kuti munhu akaita saVamunangagwa is also aspiring kuti aite mutungamiri wenyika munguva diki diki inotevera. Saka munhu akadaro vanotoita vachitotsvaga tikangokonana navo isi tiri tiiti tiri ZEC tive tiri takazvimiririra ramangwana redu rinoshata. Chechipiri ndechekuti mutungamiri wenyika ndiye ane masimba ekusarudza makomishina eZEC. Isusu tinoindavhiyuwa toita zvatinoita asi ane final say mutungamiri wenyika. Mutungamiri wenyika angadai asingapindire kana nepadiki posi pakusarudzwa kwekomisheni yeZEC. ZEC yatingadai chiti tinotora macivic societies, macsos, mapolitical parties tese togara tova indavhiyuwa uku tobuda nemaresulti tese kuti aiwa vanhu avakava zvechokwadi pa vanhu vatiri kuda 50 avatoita ava aiwa vanhu vakanaka ngativapinzie mukomisheni yeZEC. Naizvozvo zvinotopa zvega kuda kuti ZEC yaimbofa yakava yakasununguka yega nekuti hakunazve dictator anozobvuma iye kuzvireforma. No dictator can reform himself. If we just know that, takutoziva kuti chokwadi chokwadi hapana kwatinoenda nekufati tichifunga kuti ZEC inozonzi iri independent. Never.
Maita Vamugari, regai tinzwe kuna Honorable Chuma Gibbs.
Yeah, baba Chuma, uyazozvera pavanhu vakuruma. So ke unoona vazani iZEC ime njani nxa ungapo nguti nje 1 minute ngesikiwa enevesuchange esindebele ukuti how do you see the situation going, like is ZEC going to allow this kind of electoral reforms?
The first thing that I must note here is that I think the speakers do not have a proper understanding of how ZEC the commissioners are actually put in place. They are not handpicked by the president or the minister of justice. It's a process of parliament. That is why I said this is an independent thing. They come through parliament, they do public interviews through parliament, and that is how they become commissioners of ZEC. They only go and be commissioned by the president, of course, because that's how the constitution is put. The president must then commission them so that they become a constituted commission. But they come through parliament, and that is a standing order. It is there. We cannot deny it. But ihlupho ukuthi abantu wesikhathi sikhulumela ebunyameni singakwazi ukuthi uhamba njani. Amalunga aweZEC kawafakwa ngupresident kumbe kuminista ejustice, afakwa yiparliament. Babuya kuparliament benze ngama-public interview, babuze imibuzo kubona kanti kona bayenelisa yini and lawa amalozini lawa aweparliament abehlanganise ama-members weparliament athiyeneyo avela kumabandla angabe jiyetshiyene so akula konke lokhu abakukhuluma abantu nje siyathanda nje ukuthi sichamane into singayizwisisanga kuhle yikho mna ngithe ngikhanisa abana ngathi hhayi iveki yi-independent body akusiyo nto enjalo yikuthi nje i-problem vele obviously nxa uyi-opposition uyabe usufuna ukufaka angazi ukuthi kumbe bona abe-opposition sefuna ukuthi bebafaka umthetho ukuthi kona nxa bengadliwa baphiwe umbuso okunjalo bedliwe yini ngoba that's exactly how it wants to sound that people because you're in opposition you now want to impose your way and get through the back door to political power which is very unfair which is very wrong it is expected of an opposition at any given time
Thank you so much Honorable Chuma and stay on the line
tine vateereri vaviri wekutanga tombonzwa kuna mukoma kana ndibaba kana ndiani promise vari kuZimbabwe makadi
Ndofara makadi yongoma jonga
takasimba ndimukoma promise
ya ndimukoma promise
aiwa pakanaka muri kupi kuZimbabwe
andri kuchivhu
kuchivhu tipei pfungwa dzenyu nezviri kuitika nehurukuro yedu
ndaisi ndiri kuti ndapa pfungwa dzangu ndaindiudze pfungwa dziri pakati papasta nezeki kuti pakanosi negosheka kuti vaite miting nenera nezeki pfungwa dzangu dzainga vachidoaurisa chivi chezanga
edzai kufamba mbichana kubva pamuri nokuti nhare yenyu haichanzwikwa
okay ndaindinonzwa kune vakakokera musangano wezeki nemaopposite party yakabata nenera vambokokera chavandotirambodiscussa nachi kuti vativive chinyaya dzechii totanga
okay saka muda kuti ngoti vamugare vamugara hanzi 30 seconds vada kunzwa kuti chii chamaa muchida kukurukura nezeki
tandachida kukurukura panyaya yezvimhinga mupinyi zvataona kumaelections esati apfuura mienzaniso ndeanonzi madisappearing votes zvokuti unogona kuvhota seni ndoda kutaura ndikutaura ndirini ndakazvimirira ndakavhota ini pakuwadzana by election ya-2014 mupolice station yandakavhotera ini kwete umwe munhu ndakabuda ndiine zero zvichireva ndini ndakavhotera ZANU PF Betty Nhambu ndoma disappearing votes no. Let's talk about this disappearing votes tione kuti imi maballot box maballot paper dzamuri kuunza kuIsrael aya akamira sei ko chazomboita kuti ballot paper rienda kutopinda kuIsrael chii
kana
muno munyika medu tigona kupinda check inotoda kuchengetedzwa zvakanyanya kudarika ballot paper chashamisira paballot paper chii kuti rienda kunoitwa kuIsrael
chimira
cost of over 13 million
chimira ipapo amugari
no printer toda pa
chimira ipapo vamugari vapromise mune zvimwe here zvekuwedzera nokuti nemumwe muteereri mumoyo akamirira nhare yenyu mukoma promise regai tikufonerei zvakare nhare yenyu inenge iri kunetsa tina mukoma kana ndibaba mumoyo vari kuZimbabwe zvakare maswera sei aiwa taswera chirongwa ndichochi hurukuro yatiinayo ndiyo pamusoro pemusangano waitwa pakati pezek nemapato anopikisa ari pasi pemubatanidzwa wenera tanzwa vachitaura vamugari vakamirira nera vachitaura kuti aiwa tapedzisira tabuda mumusangano imomo nekuti zvataa tichiona zvava zvichiitika imomo handizvo zvataa tichitarisira pindai tinzwe muchirongwa
ya kubuda kwavaita vagonesa nekuti zeki ndeyamasiya iwo haigone kuvira zvido zvavanhu muZimbabwe ava vachuma vanotsigira havo ZANU PF havatozivi kuti chiiangere kuti vakatanga rini kupinda mupolitics vachitsigira zvinhu zviri rong zeki ndeyamasiya iwo haigoni kutsigira zvido zvevanhu vari muZimbabwe
asika vamwoyo vamwe vanogona kuti kaiwo masiya iwo acho vanhuwo vari muZimbabwe vane zvavanenge vachitarisirwawo kuti zviitwe
zvakafanana nevanhu vari kutsigira vamugabe for now vanhu vari kutodya izvezvi vanhu vese vari kutambura hakuna munhu ari kutambura ari kutsigira vamugabe vamugabe havana mbogara vahwina maelections Hino tuwa mkomrade, wa 1980, avanambo garala unya, pasara ukungu hii gaba election. Uya ukukati nasi, ma political party angaripu, asinga zikani, ndo opinda msangani.
Hmm. Aiwa, maita basa, regaiti pe mkana kuna Honorable Chuma, maita basa wa moe. Honorable Chuma, ndirofunga mungada kupindura hapo, ita enyune chize zuru.
Right. Chanani na kuti tinyato taranguru ya panapa kuti tinyato jeka kwa nwese necho kuti ZEC1 aisi under ministry of justice na wa reporte kuti kuna minister wacho ari vice president wa Mnangagwa. What ZEC does, ino ita ma ayo, which actually go through parliament and they come to parliament probably through the ministry, but ZEC in a chief elections office, who is the accounting office, nemari yabo yabano poor independent from the Ministry of Justice. Are you here through a Ministry of Justice? That chief elections officer, another finance in a PEMSEC minister. One wakano zimirira voga. I wanted us to be clear about that. So that kana takuta urabu.
Very much, Honorable Chuma. Maybe you want to translate.
Ranzena, Honorable Chuma. Apana panonzi ZEC iri pasi pebazi rezve mutemo sezviri kutaurwa nevamwe. ZEC ibato rakazvimirira roga. Vanhu vanotoenda kuinterview. Vosarudzwa. Chavanozongoitwa kugadzwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Dare reparamende ndo rinenge richitsinhira zvose zvikuburikidza nemitemo irimo muZimbabwe. ZEC yakazvimirira. Vatauro zvakare panyaya yekuti aiwa unogona kunzi haunyatsoziva zvematongerwo enyika asi kana vapinda sezvavaitwa mumuteerera hati vachuma vanogona kunga vasingazive zvakanaka. Hanzi aiwa ndiroziva nokuti ndingadai ndakapinda nezuro asi ndikuziva zvandiri kuteera muzano PF nezvairi kuita zviri kuonekwa. Vatauro zvakare nyaya yekuti aiwa kana vanhu vakinge vachida kupinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vakasununguka kupinda mumatongerwo enyika. Ivo venera mapato anopikisa vaifanange vakato kokawo kana mayo mapato ana vanhu nana okay Matiwa nevamwe vese vavo kuti vapindewo munera nekuti vanopikisa vakasununguka vanhu kutanga mapato avanoda saka kwa kuine mamwe havasiri kuziva
vari
kupikisa vane kodzero muZimbabwe.
So for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about electoral reforms in Zimbabwe. In our guests tonight are Mr. Joelson Mukari, who is the chairman of the NERA Organizing Committee, and is also the Secretary General of the African Democratic Party and is based in Harare. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, we are live streaming, so we've got some messages that we have here. And at the same time, want to tell our viewers that, and listeners as well, that we're having challenges in terms of our live stream on Facebook. So we're trying to fix it, and we hope we are going to fix it. So now, Slopena Dispanda, Otumezumlaizelo, Utikona, Imizamo, Yenera, Ibalulegile, Impela, Uba, Ukulo, Injela, Okuchangayo, Oketo. Kodwa kasiboni ibandleleza lupepu livumela inguquko ngoba liyazi ukuhle mhlophe ukuba kungaba lokhetho olukhululekileyo kuyabe kusitsho ukuthi sokumngcwabo wezanupiepu. So all what he's saying is, you know, the NERA, what he's trying to do is okay. At the end of the day, you know, there's need for those electoral reforms. But he's saying, you know, ZANU-PF may be digging his own grave if it allows that to happen. So he says they won't allow it to happen.
Okay.
Then of what Lloyd Ndlovu who says, angiboni ZANU-PF ivuma lelo cebo ngoba kungabafaka emlindini otshona kakhulu. So he's saying the same thing.
Oh.
Says ZANU-PF may not allow any kind of reforms. Yeah. Then we've got Sazi Dube or Palesiti. Abasoze bakuvumele lokhu abantu bezanu-PF ngoba kungabenza bechabalale njengeparty. Something. He says ZANU-PF will never ever allow that kind of
thing. We heard it from Professor Jonathan Moyo saying that there's no government that can reform laws that will make sure that it's
out of power. You know?
So maybe before you go any further, we have a caller, Bernard from Botswana. Mkoma Bernard Magadi. Takusimba zvamapinda pachirongwa tabva tasimba. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu pamusoro penyaya iri kukurukurwa imukoma.
Astika tafa 2008 zvaita katabva kubuta maresults ema elections. Ndokumira zvokuvhura.
Aisi ze yakari RD's office.
Mukoma Bernard musatimaenda kure vachuma vari kukubatsirai nekugadziridzai panyaya yekuti masarudzo dza 2013 dzakanga dzichiri pasi pehofisi ya Registrar General vanoiva tobaiwa mudede dzasa dza pasi pezek endera henyu mberi.
All right, and then they will change the name, or like from Zimbabwe Electoral Commission or from ZEC to another name, when the very people are still in control. It's just like you say, Blessing, you have got a police force. That is police force. It's been changed to police service. The very police, the very personnel that has been working in that field are still the ones that are working in the new name. That is the level of the brutality is through the same. So guys, we don't have to talk about changing the name of things. Let's go out together. We demonstrate. We say. We tell them what we want. It's better we die. Tichira dzama right edu kutoda izvi. Unoona blessing. Smith akavuya vana Joseph kuma vanga sati vavapo here. Asi tikatasa ma lectures Smith vanhu vanga vari kunze vakavhota. Imagine vanhu vari South Africa matipa 1994. Vanhu vanga vari South Africa vaivhota ari kune dzimwe nyika. Tikaona vanhu vaindagera blower ndakaona vanhu vaivhota pasi tiho. Asi isusu nhasi tiri kutongwa nemumwe munhu atakavhotera haachadi kubva kana kuti for some reasons. Tionzi isu tiri vatengesi. No, that's not fair. We are all Zimbabweans. We need to vote.
Aiwa, naita basa zvikuru mukoma Bernard. Regai timbonzwa kuna vamugari kuti vanoti nezvataurwa navachuma pekutanga nezvataurwa nemuteereri iye zvinezvi. Vamugari. vachuma hamene kumakasinuka here kungopindura 30 seconds
right chekutanga ndiva kumtenda kuti for the first time atara shwaro kuti ndatakavhotera vamugabe vamwe vakachiti vamugabe asakambohwina vanogara vechiriga at least uyauda masvika kudaiwa vakavavhotera which is the truth isusu marizazi edu akabuda because it was a by-election saka the efforts were very simple logistics were very simple because it wasn't the whole country yanga ingori constituency there were about maybe about 14 constituencies dzaivhotegwa saka it was very easy because of logistics kuti nyaya yese ifambe zvakanaka and like we said takatabva kuna RG's office taku ZEC under ZEC saka my systems anga I improved because once you learn as you go saka we learned and we improved and things were even better. Systems are better.
Mm. Thank you so much, Honorable Chuma. Stay on the line. Mr. Mugara, I had posed a question to you, whether you want to respond to Honorable Chuma or the caller from Botswana. But also, there are some in the ruling party who are saying that no reforms until elections in 2018. So you can wrap it up.
The first thing that I need to tell you is Honorable Chuma is totally lost. He's somebody who is just enjoying the benefits of ZANU-PF. But he doesn't totally have people at heart. Because if he's someone with people at heart, he should tell the truth, the naked truth, that, for an example, Rita Makarau is double employed. She is the chairperson of ZEC. And she is the secretary for Judiciary Service Commission. Right. The duty of the judicial service secretary is to appoint the judges that will sit in the event that, imagine that we are suing ZEC, and we'll be suing Rita Makarau, and she has to choose a judge that will sit to determine the case between us and her. And do you think that judge will do anything in favor of us? Definitely she will do, he or she will do according to the boss. Who is Rita Makarau? That is item number one, which we need to be changed totally in ZEC. Then somebody talked about the Sekiro cuts. That is 100% correct. If you go to ZEC, you find a number of retired colonels, retired generals who are working there. And even the team that works with Rita Makarau, it all came from Toba Ombele side. They have a lot of experience in rigging, and they've been moved to ZEC. They are totally incompetent, all those guys. We need a fresh, totally fresh team for ZEC to be a recognized and a legal a component of Zimbabwe. We need competent people who can give us at least free, fair, and credible elections.
Mm.
Not what is there right now.
Thank you, Amgari. Rambai muri parunare tineva tereri Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana usupasa chuma kuna ngale ke kubulawa. Singaka kambi kusupasa wati spale esu kutunyezelewa uGerald WhatsApp. uGerald tuti kona. Vele kumele ukube kona ingu kogo ngoba amabandla apikisa apatuwa ngendela ngesikati soketo.
Mm.
He's saying that there is need for electoral reforms. Because,
elections.
Yeah, because the opposition parties are always being given or receiving the wooden spoon every time there are elections. Mm-hmm. So, guys, we are going to go to the Baba Chum. Unjan.
Oh, it's going to be a long
time. You have to say something.
Abantu bakhulumende kakhulu abegovernment, 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 abantu bakhulumende kakhulu abegovern You want to go from Malikin to school. That is why I'm with my sister. I wouldn't take him today. He goes as a nursery kitchen and then goes and enters at Pumalapan. I'm born because of Pumalapan. I'm not aware I'm made by civil duties. You don't want to carry Shabucha. I want to walk about the building and look at the moon and see Kanya. No, I would have been getting done. I think I saw some of the lines you have to pop your mouth.
Pokoto ubona ngizani kuyaphetha ngani kuno kungazani ukudonselana ukuthi akulungiswe lokhu we okhetho njalo nje
lapha kule ndaba enkulu kakhulu ekhulumayo kulo dubo olukhulu kakhulu ebantwini bethu lapha elizweni leli ngokuthi izwe leli kunobuqili obukhulu obukhulu kakhulu angazi ukuphetha kwakhona ukuthi kuzaphetha kunjani laphana kamboni dinga lokho lelingalunga lapha ukuthi kulungiswe isinto ezikahle la ngoba ngiwakhangela elizwe leli kusho ngobuqili obukhulu kakhulu ingathi liyazama ukulungisisa izinto zathi kuye kwabantu uchayo nje kube kuzedikiza leyo nto elifike ilungise njenganamhlanje antoo badikize nje bala abantu adifuthi ngabalungisa iy'ndlela zokuthetha zabe kahle abantu badinga umuntu abamfunayo abantu babuswe ilizwe ngomuntu abamfunayo kodwa kuyehlunde phela kuzalungisiswa kuthweni njengoba ngathesa amazwe wonke la ngaphandle la akhangeli futhi abe amandla kesadingwayo kayisela amazinyo
Ah, bona ke siyabonga Golide ungathina lokusasa baba.
Hayi kulungile.
Yeah, bona Molly. So that was Mr. Chuma, Spasa Chuma in Bulawayo. You are saying that you know, like other callers, you know, he says dissolve ZEC because ZEC appears to be hopeless.
Mm.
And he says these parties like OK Mart and others were allegedly sponsored by ZANU-PF, you know, to cause havoc.
Yeah.
So within the kind of framework in which they were discussing issues there.
Ah, okay. I think that also buttresses one of the callers here, whose name is Mtokozisi Moyo from Beitbridge. He says, I think it will take time to have change in Zimbabwe because we have too many opposition parties in a small country like ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, too many opposition parties. Because Naira is 18, yeah. And the other 9 or 10 that we already had the meeting,
about
that's
30 yeah.
or so parties. Okay, before we go back to our guests, we have Mkoma Jacob. Waku Zimbabwe. Magadi Mkoma Jacob.
Kibu Magadi.
Takazimba, tipewo mashoku enyu.
Goraifu. Ini ndikuda kutarisa panyaya yavati vabudira venera vabudira mumusangano especially vachitaura kuti mapato awandisa but izini iti the essence yedemokrasi here kuti kunofanirwa kuwanda mapato kurepresentwa kuvanhu kunofanirwa kuve there must be a broad a spectrum yakakura yemapato anokwanisa vanhu vokukwanisa kuchuza kubva pane ivavo. Saka I don't think that one is a valid point yekuti vanera yabuda kutadza kusangana nei hongu tinowirirana kuti ZEC muri kudiwa mareforms but democracy hairambidze hairimite mapati kuti anofanira kunge ari mangani saka zvokuda kuti tisoropodze kuti mamwe tumapato tudiki twazouya peya nhasi kana kuti kana mazitatwo handifungi kuti zvine basa izvozvo.
Right, rambai makabata tinzwi kuna vamugari. Rambai makabata vamugari vangu kupindurai nokuti tine vamwe vateereri. Vamugari, pindurai Mukoma Jacob wari kuti hamufanira kunyunyuta kuti kune tumwe tumapato tunonzi hana vanhu kana chiibato rasarudzwa nevanhu kunge riripo nenyaya yejekerere iri muZimbabwe kana kodzero muZimbabwe. 30 seconds.
Ndofa Mukoma Jacob havane problem yekuti havambozvipiwo nguva yekuenda kuZEC unoti kwakamira sei. Ukaenda kuZEC as of last week kune 42 political parties dziri muZimbabwe dziri registered kuZEC. Ese ariko kwana zvoku vana vanhu vana okmat they are not there. Takaenda tikanotocheka we had all those studies before tichitoziva kuti we had the intention yekumake sure kuti mapolitical parties achapinda nhasi ndiwayo ari registered unless or otherwise. Kana mapolitical parties akarejistwa nezuro kana kuti arejistwa nhasi then it's something else but the honest truth is they don't exist at all. Mapolitical party ma-CIOs angoitwa chete to destabilize the movement of negotiation between ZEC and opposition political parties.
Maita vamugari ndofunga Mukoma Jacob manzwa vachipindura vamugari apa Kana mambo teerera chirongwa chedu kana mambo teerera chirongwa chedu pa chataita na 7 vatsanangura mukoma amene va mugari vatsanangura kuti aiwa dambudziko ranga riri moranga riri kuti chimbvunzo unenge uchitaurwa nezvavo kana kuti chinyunyuto chinenge chataurwa nezvacho kuti chinge chigadziriswa paifana kuzovhotwa saka iwo varamba nyaya yekuti pavhotwe nekuti pakavhotwa vanga vachiti mapato macho acho iwo ari kupinda through democracy ndiwo anga achibva asapota Zeki kana kutsigira Zeki zvinoreva kuti zvavari kuda kuti zvishandurwe ava mapato anopikisa mamwe mapato anga achitaiwa vanga zvirambe zvakadaro ndozvaita kuti vabude musangano ndozvavatsanangura zvisinei regai tipe mumwe muteereri nguva
vakafungidzira kuti vachadaro asi hatina kuzoona zvichidaro
maita basa mukoma Jacob unaani mumwe muteereri Gibbs
yei ndinomunzana ke urobson mwale singahambi kuonaripo chuma sikasichai ke lo munomunzana urobson mwale iwa mwale unjani
mukana
rinjani hai siyakuzwa mwale wani waphakamiselili ziphezulu kancane
yebo
ye so wanibona njani udaba lolo
mina udaba lolo ngibona vele lingeke lisize ngalutho into ekhona nje kungcono vele kungabe saba lokhetho eZimbabwe ngoba ukhetho kalisizi ngalutho kuyaziwa vele ukuthi masi siyekhethweni kuzoba lokudlelezela ukuthile ibandla lilodwa yilehlale lokhu lisembusweni ngoba kalifuna amanye amabandla eparty kwavela kwaphuma umbiko owawusuka kumongameli kahulumende owawusithi ilizwe leZimbabwe ngeke libuswe ngepheni kutho ukuthi ngepenseli ngeke libuswe ngoxa imali yanenziwa ngalo ukhetho bembona ukuthi kungcono nje ithengele abantu ukudla kulungiswe le migwaqo le sibulala abantu ilizwe libuyele nje esimweni esidala sibe le mali yethu yokuthenga yikho engibona kungaba ngcono ngemali le esetshenziswayo ukuthi kubhadale izisebenzi zezekhi ngoba izekhi vele kayilancedo elenzayo
kodwa kungahlala kunjalo kuze kutheni ngoba nxa ukuthi kuya kungani abantu bakhonona phela baba mwale akusuze kuhambe kuhle phela
abantu abakhonona yikho phela ngithi labona abantu bayanyamalala abantu bayabotshwa abantu balinyazwa so kuyafana kungcono kungakela ukuba lokhetha kunamuntu ozokhonona ngoba vele kuyabe kungasavotwa phela
abezongoyijibela batibula
khona uyaze eziphumele ma kuwukuthi ufuna ukuphuma ma engafuni ukuphuma uzobusa angazi ukuthi kuze kube nini
so kuyabe kungazali phela sokuha
ukhetho kudlalisa imali yabona ukhetho since laqala ngo-eide sihlala sikhala silokhu esithi hhayi basidlibilezela ye kurojiwe ye kwenze kanje uyabona silokhu esithi i-rigging manje sizohlala sihlabela kuze kube nini
kodwa nje kukhanya kusobala ukuthi phela eZimbabwe kumele ukhetho lwenziwe kungadlula iminyaka engu-5 lwenziwe olunye futhi kungadlula eminye engu-5 nxa kungasali yenziwa ngaphela sokungazani sokuyiphulwe isisekelo sombuso welizwe akunjalo mole
kodwa siyaphula noma kunjalo ngoba iveki vele iyabe lokhu ihlale ingakhiphi imphumela ngesikhathi bona bayahola kodwa izisebenzi ezinye lezi kazihole so kuyahlupha lokho kungcono vele kungabe savota kuthatha imali lana ngoba imali eningi kakhulu yenza ukhetho
hayi siyakuza kakhulu emwale baba siyabonga khona ngapho egoli ungaphokangikhona
khonaakakhulu ngisejohannesburg enorwood
hayi kuyazwakala kakhulu sibongele mwale baba
nami ngibonge kakhulu
so that was Mr. Mwale he says elections are hopeless so if ever somebody wins elections it should be there forever because it doesn't change anything because only one party is getting elected every time. So he says the best thing is take that money that is supposed to be for elections and use it for development.
Okay.
Nothing else.
I think
and he says you can even get old while you're ruling.
We can ask Honorable Chuma that question. Somebody saying elections are hopeless, Honorable Chuma, because only one party is winning. I don't know what will happen if an opposition party will win in the next election. Will this person still be calling for no elections?
That's exactly my point, actually. You know, I'll take it to a simple issue like a football game. If the team like Islanders and Dynamos play and then Islanders wins, you will hear some Dynamos fans saying, you know, it was unfair, the referee was not fair, this and that. So it's inbuilt in us that we never get satisfied if our team or our party doesn't get it the way we wanted it to get it. But the truth of the matter is that elections must be done because constitutionally that's what is inscribed. They must be done after every 5 years, and they're always being done. But the only problem is that most of the time, the opposition goes to bed and sleeps and forgets that they must go down to the people and do deliverables and campaign and convince people to vote for them. And look, if you look at it honestly, even in our parliament composition, we've always had opposition elements. I remember the 2008 parliament, it was almost a 50-50 in terms of seats that were taken. So it shows that there is definitely some democracy. There is definitely some element whereby other people vote for other parties. So there is no way to say that only one party is just winning automatically. But that party then works hard. It goes to the people. It endears itself with the people. And then the people vote. And then there are some that who vote otherwise. It is given. That is why the president has never gotten 100% votes when it comes to even presidential elections. He will probably get, like last time, he actually got about 60-something percent. In 2008, he got about 40-something percent, which was not enough. That's why there was a rerun. So all these processes show that there is a system that is there that is working. But the problem is that as long as it does not favor me and then deem it crooked, I deem it not sufficient enough, I deem it not fair, because it did not favor my outcome, what I wanted to happen in that election. But then again, that's not the proper spirit. That's not the proper way of carrying things when it comes to elections. You must expect any result depending on the work that you have put towards that campaign and that election. So, like, for example, what that other caller called Jacob said, he put up a correct point. Why did Naira move away just because the other people that were going to vote probably in favor of Zeg? That's a democracy. They should have been prepared as well to cast their vote and win instead of walking out. That walking out element on its own shows good. They came in there with a perceived mind, with a concluded the outcome to say we must get our way. But you must allow that kind of, if your way is not happening, allow it. That is democracy. But if you want to impose, then where is democracy?
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
We've got some messages on Facebook, and one of them is from Freedom Zimbabwe. And it says, let every party put equal numbers of people in ZEC. That is 50 ZANU-PF and 50 opposition members. We are going to solve the equation that way. And it says that would be it. Sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sazi Tube says, lifonela abantu abanjani. So he wanted us to phone him so that he can get connected with us.
Oh.
So now let's go back to Mr. Jolson Mugari. Mr. Mugari, you know, briefly, do you think that the agenda that we are actually, you know, trying to bring up in Zimbabwe is going to solve this electoral problem? Or maybe you are just wasting your time?
You see, the only democratic way to take power is through elections.
Mm.
And such elections should be free, fair, and credible. And we are going to push and push until we come up with a solution to get free, fair, and credible elections in this country. And the way we are going to push it is we are going to do it in several ways. Like, one, we are going to keep on demonstrating. I can assure you this coming Saturday, we are going to have demonstration in 210 constituencies. We have already notified the police of that, and we are going ahead. We are also going to use the legal route. We are also going to negotiate with ZEC. So all those things are going to be applied until we get where we want. I'm so surprised to hear somebody like Honorable, I forgot his name, who's speaking, right?
Chuma.
Right with us here. He's saying that he's mostly referring to the Constitution of Zimbabwe. Whereas, if we talk of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, it really doesn't allow our traditional leaders to act, to participate actively in politics. But I can tell you, Chief Charumbira, the head
unfortunately, Mr. Mugari.
He is openly ZANU-PF.
Mr. Mugari, unfortunately, there's no extra time here. Sorry, we have to cut you there, Mr. Mugari. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Jolson Mugari, who is the chairman of NERA of the the NERA Organizing Committee, is also the Secretary General of the African Democratic Party and is based in Harare. We also had Honorable Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF MP for Pelanda Mpopoma constituency, based in Bulawayo. This is Gibbs Cuba in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.